Chad Greenway, ladies and gentlemen. What's up?
Next on 9 to Noon. I don't know who's responsible for the, whether it's the fan, Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, the Wilt family, Jenny Greenway, whomever is responsible for this unbelievable corner spot we got.
Yeah, it's a good spot.
I mean, it's, first of all, it's a complete clomp out here on Thursday because everybody's here.
Absolute clomp.
Everybody is here.
This is my first time in Radio Row.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And this was much tighter than like Houston last year. Was really spread out. Had the room. I kind of like it. I think this adds
There's energy.
It's like the small basketball gym.
How about our spot, though?
The spot is unbelievable.
I mean, we're in the corner by the fans, and I love playing up the fans because they're our fans. Like, watch.
Well,
hey, Jack Greenway, can I get a witness?
And they just go nuts.
I love it. It's the best part. Absolutely.
Before we talk about Bridgestone and the Vikings and the whole thing,
yep.
How about your guy, Paul Charchian? Vikings lose Dalvin Cook early in the third quarter, game four.
Yep. Oh, God,
lose
here
the
we go.
Lose the game, they're 2-2.
Yep.
Jumps off the freaking bandwagon.
That's right, I heard
books,
right away.
Right.
Right away.
Books a Caribbean cruise the week up to the NFC title game.
I think he tried to blame his wife last time we were on, too. Like, somehow it was her
fault.
It
was a group deal. There were a bunch of us. That was the date that worked best. And I rolled the dice.
So I tried to share the vibe with him.
Yeah.
But how about that Buffalo Wild Wings Plymouth for that
Oh,
feast?
My gosh.
Was it amazing?
You know, I think we all know, obviously, our Vikings fans are passionate. And when you get to a season like we were having and how it's going, like, I mean, just everywhere you went,
wow.
I mean, it was just Viking crazy. Like, people forgot I didn't play. Like, I was getting credit. I was getting credit for these wins.
You made the catch?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so how was the sidelines after the miracle? I'm like, I'm not sure, but I'm sure it was awesome.
Chad joins us on behalf of Bridgestone, the official tire of the NFL. Bridgestone partner with Chad and his Lead the Way Foundation.
Yes.
Sending a deserving local child to Super Bowl 52, once-in-a-lifetime experience. Bridgestone is proud to work with Chad, supporting his efforts, creating memorable, miracle-like moments, and day-to-day support for children battling severe illness or physical limitations.
Yes.
Now, the Lead the Way Foundation and the local child who gets to go to the Super Bowl. Tell us more.
Yeah, so we were kind of brought this with Bridgestone, and it was such a great idea. We obviously have worked with Obadiah Gamble, who is like a local celebrity now. I mean, he's an 8-year-old boy.
Channel 9 with Jana Shortle.
Yeah, I mean, he's an unbelievable kid. And so basically how we met him was, is one of our events here at MOA, we have families, 20 families come in, and what they do is they get a staycation for the weekend. We work them away, Nickelodeon Universe, they get all this access, free stuff, and so his family was there, met him.
Yeah.
He then came to Celebrity Server, where you host an MC, gave a speech kind of about how, you know, the event here, the Field of Dreams, helped his family get away and kind of spend some time together. So when they asked me, I said, hey, do you know a family, a kid, who you've worked with who would be so deserving? And I was like, well, this kid loves football. He loves his Vikings. We're obviously going to be playing in the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he can go to the Super Bowl. So Bridgestone's been a great partner for us. And what a cool thing for us. I mean, to move into our first year of retirement, have the foundation, try to grow it.
Yeah.
You know, you need partners like Bridgestone. This has been cool. So, Obadiah, he's an unbelievable kid. And he's getting 2 tickets to Super Bowl 52. It's unreal.
How about that? I haven't had a chance to talk to you about Minneapolis Miracle yet.
Yeah.
And my understanding is that Ben Lieber opened up a vein and talked about what it meant for him to have that happen and against the Saints.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, I think I took it probably less personal than Ben, but I haven't been as connected to the team this year either. You know, Ben's been there for everything, you know, obviously. But just that connection back to 09, the Saints, have it be the way that we lost to them in 09 and then come back and just rip their hearts out here for the Minneapolis Miracle. By the way, I mean, can we just give a clap for PA? I mean, what he did for that call.
That's a great call.
You know, he's made great calls over his career.
Yep.
That is going to be probably
other than
my 91 interception, 91-yard interception return. That'll probably,
Chargers.
This will be two. But, you know, what a call. I love Bursich. I think it was you that kind of pulled Bursich's
audio off.
And it was like, just, I mean, that is the moment. That's why we love sports, like those moments like that make you, they bring you to your knees and just you can't believe. And I went from a surrendering Cobra up in the suite to like, what just happened? Like, I'm like, he's obviously out of bounds. And then like, you see the replay, like, no, it's not even close. Like, you just, then you wonder how it happened from a defensive standpoint. Like, it was just mind blowing.
Yeah. On TV, I was the guy yelling, you know, get out of bounds. Cause I figured there was somebody behind him.
Of course. Absolutely.
And then as he kept running, I'm like, what? No way. There's nobody going to catch him.
And then I'm thinking like that
You're
kid.
You're a liar.
Like, I'm like, just don't, like, just, even if he catches it, Who cares? Just tackle him. The game's
You're
over.
You're a liar. Like, yeah. You are wiggling your toes in white sand. Yeah, where, Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, where was the stop?
You liar.
It was a day true. Trip to Turks well,
yeah,
off the boat.
Yeah, or the private Lieber Greenway Bahamas.
Absolutely.
Bahamas Island.
Easy. Yeah, don't talk
would,
about it.
Yeah.
It was
that,
one of those
nice.
Two. Yeah. Jack Greenway is with us. So what's your week like? I mean, you're working with Bridgestone.
Yep.
You being a big identity of the local football circuit, I would imagine you're doing a lot.
Yeah, so Bridgestone obviously doing a lot for them and this whole thing with Obadiah and our foundation. Right. Did an event at NFL Experience yesterday. We did a great thing early in the week with Hormel Foods. They have Operation Gratitude where they're trying to get 52,000 letters written to troops that are deployed overseas.
Wow.
So if anybody's listening that's going to NFL Live, you know, outdoors, they have a space, I think in the old Dayton's building.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go there, write a letter. They have pre made templates. You just put your name and plug it and go. And,
okay.
And so I wrote about 10 letters to them, you know, early in the week and kind of started NFL Live week. It's just been a lot of fun stuff. Great relationships with different companies and partners. And then the host committee duties. You know, obviously, everybody who's seen our volunteers around the Twin Cities, they're everywhere.
Right, 10,000 volunteers.
Yeah, so I'm
And how are you involved in the volunteer effort?
Yeah, so we're talking about this. I'm the captain of Crew 52, and our volunteers have been just absolutely unbelievably good. And I think they're filled with knowledge. They're going to help people out, put in the right direction, give them advice, where to go, where not to go, and they've been great.
My understanding is that as captain of Crew 52, there's a pretty big mutiny underway right now to get a new captain, a better captain of Crew 52.
I doubt that.
And that's the word on the street.
I think
a lot
what
of
I've
the,
heard
there's
is,
an uprising, mutiny.
What I've heard is, who's going to hire me next?
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Final Four's coming.
Oh,
Final Four
point.
Boys better give me a call because the list is getting long.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You played Tom Brady two times. What do you remember about Tom? And who do you like in the game this weekend, Crew 52?
Yeah, you know, I played him twice, lost to him both times, once there, once here.
The game here was dismantling.
Just dismantling, in a game that you feel like you're at home, TCF, outdoors, why wouldn't you at least be in the game? Broke my rib that day.
Oh, really?
Not a fun start to my season.
Well, that was the weird Adrian game. Remember Adrian got hurt? Oh, no. He was suspended.
Yeah, he was out.
Yeah, that was the situation with
That's
the
right.
child.
Yep.
So he's gone.
Yep.
And then you guys...
2014.
You guys march down the field.
Yep.
Norv dials up this brilliant play that goes left.
That's right.
And there's Asiata over on the right.
That's right.
And you get in, and I pick my microphone up
Let's
in the
go.
Booth, and I go, Norv!
That's right. And then you got paid for that. You paid for that the rest of the year when we're like,
Just like I'm getting paid for Minneapolis Miracle.
Not yet.
No, I need your people.
Have you trademarked that yet?
No, I need your people
Come
to
on,
help me
dude.
With everything. I'm nothing without you, okay?
Why don't you just call me?
Norm! I know. So what do you like in the game and why?
I like Philly.
Of course you do.
You know, and I think
everybody likes Phily.
I think
you guys are all prisoners of the moment.
Everybody
likes immortality.
Philly. Everybody, it happens to everybody, Paul.
I know, not me.
I think that I don't know. I just think they can keep it rolling. I think they can keep it going with their defensive front.
Front's awesome.
Their defensive front is awesome. We saw that. And maybe their line is really legit. I mean, the way they held our front four down and really, which to me was the talker of that game. Yes, we got blown out at the end, and yes, things changed, but the talker is the time he had to throw the ball.
No pressure.
And yes, our back end didn't do as well, Got to get to the quarterback. You know, I love those guys. They're my former teammates and friends, but that was the difference in the game, in my opinion.
I if there's one, the biggest mismatch on the field in favor of the Eagles is their defensive line against the Patriots offensive
100%,
line.
100%. Absolutely.
You know, it's a huge factor.
Jared Allen in the building.
There, speaking
Have you
of guys.
Seen Jared Allen yet?
Where is he?
Oh, there he is right
Jared!
There. He's right back there.
Jared!
There he is.
Hey, Jared, say hi to Chad. Come here, real quick.
Oh, my God.
We're going to have a moment now.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I haven't seen this guy in years.
How about that? We need 90 seconds. What's that on for 90 seconds?
I don't have 90 seconds. I got to go.
Wait,
I love you guys out.
Are you embracing the socks?
Always.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Got to embrace the sock. Yeah.
So, anyway.
Speaking of trademark phrases.
Yeah.
I don't know how you monetize that one. That one's a little bit trickier to monetize.
Embrace the suck?
Embrace the suck, yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah. You're not going to get a corporate sponsor
let's be honest,
on that
Jared
one.
Jared was all-time, like, I can't say the real word I want to say, but all-time complainer in the NFL history. Him and Steve Hutchinson. You know, Steve was just an angry guy, but Jared was, like, vocal, angry man all the time if things didn't go his way.
Your handlers, because you have handlers, you
are
got people.
Are they giving you the minutes?
Yeah,
the
I'm getting, yeah, yeah, I'm getting like I'm at the Grammys.
They obviously
or
don't
the Oscars,
know who you are.
And they're like, come on, let's hurry.
Watch this.
And there they go, rolling away.
Scattering.
Well, see, here's how you appease them. And there they go, rolling away like Bridgestones. Official tires of the NFL. What do you think of Kirk Cousins and Casey plays here?
Yeah, how about that?
I'm not saying he's going to play here, but what do you think of him?
No, I'm saying.
You schemed against him last year.
Are you saying yes?
I'm all in.
I'm not as all in as everybody thinks.
I want to spoon him.
Great player, great guy. He'd be awesome.
Awesome locker room guy.
Oh, my gosh. He'd just be an awesome face of the franchise.
Yeah.
But I just don't see it happening, to be honest with you.
What?
Not from a talent standpoint. I just don't see our organization with three quarterbacks that could potentially be starters saying no to all three and go getting something else. I just don't see that happening.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
I would.
How was that cruise? Yes, I'm right, Paul. Yeah. You're not. How was that cruise?
God, you're the best.
All right, you're the worst.
Bless you.
You're the worst.
Thanks, guys.
You're absolutely the worst.
Thanks for having us.
Bye.
Hey, Chad Greenway, ladies and gentlemen. How about a witness right now, man? It's Radio Row, and it's all good and everything.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
So, anyway.